10/24/22. Hope you had a fantastic weekend spending all of that quality time with those that you love the most. I get to see it. I'm a first-hand witness, completely blown away every day by the explosion of this platform. But the glory does not belong to Stu Peters.
Right.
This is God's platform, and all glory be to God Almighty.
All day, they have declared war on our children, a war to sterilize them, make them infertile, and kill them.
Why is Tony Fauci still running around free?
Take your seats, please. It is Monday, October 24th, 2022. Died suddenly, coming in November. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, last Thursday, the CDC's vaccine advisory panel voted to add the COVID shots and all of their boosters to the recommended child vaccine schedule. By the way, I'm sure you want to know a few things about the CDC people who voted to do this. We did some research. The specific group that approved this is the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, or ACIP. The people on this committee are mostly doctors and nurses from around the country who applied to be on the committee. Now, obviously, this means that they select for a certain type of person who will apply and then get picked by the sort of people who work in public health. For example, Lynn Botta is an RN with the Minnesota Department of Health. We looked up her bio online. It actually mentions her pronouns on Twitter. Her Twitter account, if you look it up, is a nonstop stream of liberal crap. Among other things, she recently retweeted a glowing review of a critical race theory book. Thank God. Another person on ACIP, Oliver Brooks, is the chief medical officer at Watts Healthcare Corporation in California. Back in 2020, Dr. Brooks did an appearance on C-SPAN where he dismissed anti-lockdown protests because most of the people protesting were white. Therefore, they should have no opinion. Sit down and shut up, Whitey. Here's another ACIP member. Catherine A. Poling, professor of pediatrics at Wake Forest. She co-authored this journal in a top scientific journal, quote, "Racial Justice and Academic Pediatrics, a Call for Editorial Action and Our Plan to Move Forward." The whole article is about how pediatrics is a racist field and that we should work relentlessly. We need massive efforts to undo this racism. So yeah. Those are just three of the 15 people who just voted to say that your kids should receive this mRNA shot that we know can damage their hearts and potentially kill them, and may have all kinds of other unexpected lifelong consequences. Shots that we know that kids don't need because it's for a disease that poses no threat to children. Shots that we know are useless because they don't even stop COVID, whatever that is, from spreading. Now, importantly, the CDC's recommendation doesn't do that much right away. But it's going to matter because a bunch of states have laws that automatically make their schools require whatever's on the CDC's recommended list. Some of those states are red states, if you believe in that construct. So the number one priority of every red state right now should be making sure that their laws are changed to make certain that the CDC's rulings do not hold sway. It's not enough for a governor to just say that they're not required, because obviously a future governor may try to change that. You have to pass a law right now. Decisions are easy to change, laws, not so much. But of course, this advice won't be enough for the millions of people who are still trapped in blue states for one reason or another. You can bet that New York and California are just chomping at the bit to require these COVID shots in order to attend school. And not everybody can afford private school or homeschooling or moving to another state. It's a horrible situation. So that's why even in deep blue states, we need people brave enough to stand up and push back. And some people are doing just exactly that. Sean Fredrickson is a resident of San Diego, which is blessed with the world's best weather and cursed with being a part of California. In July of 2021, Sean caused a local ruckus when he confronted San Diego County Public Health Officer Wilma Wooten at a Board of Supervisors meeting. Sean publicly presented evidence of the Wooten propaganda and COVID panic. Take a look.
April 2021, there were 147 people who died in this county. Whatever the positive tests say with this PCR test, which we know to be unscientific and be used at 45 thresholds, which makes these positive tests false positives. We know this, and we also know that 147 people died in this county in the month of May. Or forgive me, April. So let's go to May. How many people died in May? Miss Wilma Wooten was talking about how all these people are dying. 54. We had 54 deaths in the county of San Diego. I don't care about the positives because obviously the PCR test is bunk and we know that.
Based. Completely based. Sean followed up that epic appearance with another one in August where he declared COVID over on behalf of his fellow citizens. Look.
Hello, my name is Sean Fredrickson. We meet again. We're here to inform you the people have spoken. COVID is over. The numbers you've stated are propaganda.
Again, totally based and based 100% in scientific data available to the public. Fredrickson's public stand eventually led to the creation of the Freedom Revival event last January, which more than 10,000 people attended. Sean's goal is to see a rebirth of the Christian church in America and to have it be engaged in politics to help restore our nation. Right now, they're planning another massive Freedom Revival event for next Saturday to combat all of the insanity that has consumed California over the past 3 years, and really the past three decades. Sean Fredrickson joins us now to talk more about this upcoming revival. Sean, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Yeah, thank you so much, Stu, for having me.
Two very based appearances. How were they received?
Incredibly well. You know, the public immediately latched onto it around the world, where we had people from Australia, New York, here in California, grasp, and they heard that, wait, we can speak up against these authoritative dictators against us. And you can do it with elegance. We don't have to be angry about it. We just have to state the facts. And it gave people a voice. There was a movement that birthed from it. Like what you said about the Freedom Revival, that was something natural, where it was almost an honor for me just to pull leaders together and say, guys, let's do this together. Let's not do it alone. Let's do it together, and let's do it with Jesus.
Yeah, I agree with all of that. I do argue with Jesus daily about my anger because this stuff really pisses me off, to be quite frank. And what makes me the most upset... why wasn't this viral clip all over mainstream and cable broadcast networks, specifically those that claim to be conservative, you know, like Fox News?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I think that some of the propaganda is something that like the left and right both attach to, just like we were talking about the Uniparty and the belief that really the Republican and the Democrat Party aren't that much different. I think there's subtle differences, and the Republican Party, the way it was established, was obviously different than the Democrat Party. But, you know, the way that money is climbing and you have big pharma, big tech that are controlling politicians, there's some things you just can or can't say on big news.
Why are so many of these faith leaders, these false teachers, really using the pulpit of the church to preach this COVID propaganda?
That's another great question, Stu. I've been harping on that one for a while as I'm going and speaking with pastors. I left a church. I had a great church that I was a part of in COVID. And when my church started spouting critical race theory, grabbing the two black men and putting them in the front during the race riots and saying, well, you know that we're inclusive and shaming all the white people, I realized, wait a second, this isn't the gospel. This isn't what the church is supposed to do. And the pastors weren't being courageous when we started to realize the numbers. And I think a lot of it has to do with comfort. I think a lot of these churches have found a place where they would rather sit comfortably accepting donations and tithes and preaching this gospel of all inclusivity, which is really close to some form of gender theory or race theory. And rather than speaking the hard truth, which is that, you know, we have righteous and morality that we need to fight for, and that the church is supposed to go into the darkness and preach the gospel, and there's going to be persecution with it.
Yeah, you make some really tremendous, actually very accurate points. This is the doctrine of love, right? The loving thing for you to do is to wear a mask or two or 10. The loving thing for you to do is to stay away from your grandma and grandpa in their, you know, assisted living facilities as they wither away and die. The loving thing for you to do is go get injections that we now know are dangerous and in many cases deadly. People are dying suddenly all over the place. That is the message from these, quote, pastors and preachers, fake teachers around the country. How do we hold them accountable?
Well, you know, we just got to keep calling them out. It's just like this whole trans thing now, where we have drag shows that are coming into schools and school boards are celebrating it. And you have these pastors that aren't saying anything. And I truly believe that if we continue to expose how these pastors are weak, and we continue to expose these school boards who are essentially saying that we need to include drag shows so that children can have an inclusive experience, so that trans and queer kids can feel accepted, which we know is just ridiculous. And it's the same thing. Now they're saying that you should probably vaccinate your children for the safety of who? The teacher? Because we know that kids will not die from any flu or any flu-like virus. So why in the world would ACIP be passing this unanimously unless there was some malicious agenda to make more money off of the backs of children?
Well, we believe that it's even deeper than just money. We believe that this is a demonic agenda. A demonic agenda to target our children for castration and sterilization and death. Moloch needs to be fed. Do you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. Which is why I'm so excited about this revival that's coming. I believe that here in San Diego, California, the church is getting stirred up. That these comfortable mega churches that have always done things just by the book are starting to realize that's not going to work. You can't pretend. You can't call for revival and act like it's 2018 again. We got to address the big elephant in the room, and that's the fact that churches have not been rising up, and that we've allowed politicians for the past 40 years to do whatever they want, and the church needs to once again get engaged in civics. For politicians won't be moral just on their own, on nature. You know, they're only moral because this is a Christian nation that was built on this idea that men can govern themselves, which is a biblical principle. But for some reason, the church has decided to walk out of the building, and it's time to get back in that building and show the people what it looks like to be righteous.
In our fake government, I've seen a whole lot of immorality, more than I have seen morality. These people have sold their souls, literally, and we have to pray for them. Give us the details on when this is happening and where next Saturday.
So the event will be this upcoming Saturday. It's October 29th at Waterfront Park, downtown San Diego. We're going to have speakers like Victor Marks, Rob McCoy, Rebecca Friedrichs. We're going to have a gubernatorial candidate, Republican candidate. Brian Dawley is going to be there. I don't know if you guys had a chance to see his interview with Gavin Newsom, who was essentially proposing that we need to kill more babies, we need to tax more people, and we need to kill big oil. Brian Dawley is going to be there, which will be great to give people an opportunity to understand that we've got to vote out these corrupt politicians.
If you believe in the fake construct of voting, I think that we need to fix what happened in 2020, because right now I believe that the vote is just being disenfranchised. These heathens have found a way to manipulate the system successfully, and until we hold them accountable for that, they're just going to continue to use the formula that works. And a touch on your trans and gay and queer, these sodomites, these fudge-packing butt pirates, these pillow-biting fudge-packers. You know, didn't God blow up two whole cities over this?
He did. He did. And there was no life to remain after it. And I believe that we've got to get involved in this, Stu, that we can't just allow the silence of spiral of silence to prevent the church from doing something.
And
I'm grateful for you calling him out.
Yeah, and this apathetic, you know, tolerance, and this complacency, and this, I don't dare speak out because I don't want to be labeled a bigot or a racist or a misogynist. Yeah. You know what? We're at war right now. And so you better be ready to pick up the sword and fight as commanded by God to do. And we're happy that you are. Sean Fredrickson, thank you so much for being here. God bless you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Stu. I appreciate you.
Of course. We appreciate you and everything that you're doing. So we've been told our entire lives to eat certain fruits and vegetables and whole grains to stay in good health. However, according to Dr. Stephen Gundry, a world-renowned heart surgeon, many so-called health foods in the American diet contain a dangerous toxin, one that could be expanding your waistline. This toxin causes micro tears to form in your fragile intestinal wall, allowing bacteria and waste products to seep into your body, says Dr. Gundry. The harmful condition is best known as leaky gut. It's affecting millions of people nationwide. Warning signs may include weight gain or fatigue, digestive discomfort, stiff, achy joints, even skin problems. All very bad. Dr. Gundry explains, quote, "These side effects are often mistaken for normal signs of aging because leaky gut usually develops over a matter of years and sometimes even decades. But I can assure you the damage caused by these so-called health foods is far from normal," unquote. The good news is this problem can easily be fixed from your own home. Quote, "It's very simple. You just have to know which foods are actually healthy and which contain this hidden toxin," he goes on to explain. Well, now after years of research, Dr. Gundry has decided to release an informative video to the public, free and uninterrupted, showcasing exactly which foods you need to avoid. For that video, go to gutcleanseprotocol.com/stew. gutcleanseprotocol.com/stew. Do not put these toxins into your body. Again, gutcleanseprotocol.com/stew. We've talked about the Flynn effect on this program. That's where generations of children are increasingly getting smarter. But that's actually now being reversed. We don't exactly know the cause, but we do know how to combat it. Go to newtopia.com/stew, newtopia.com/stew. There you will find Collagenius. You've heard about mushroom extracts and collagen being great for you. Plus, you'll find Focused Savagery and all kinds of other nootropics brain supplements that can help you deal with distractions, be focused, be driven, and be as creative as possible. Helping you as a C-level executive, a business owner, an entrepreneur, a coworker, a homeschooling mom or dad, spouse, father, wife, all of these things. Make sure that you're at the top of your mental A game every day. It's the light switch for your brain. These nootropics brain supplements are completely safe, totally legal, and non-addictive. Go to newtopia.com/stew. Again, newtopia.com/stew. Welcome back. So last week we told you about an incredibly important letter from Dr. William Mackus to the health authorities of Canada. Dr. Mackus has been collecting information on all of the doctors who have died suddenly. The doctors who are dying young or abruptly across his country since these shots were rolled out and forced onto everyone. He did his research and found that deaths for doctors under 50 are well above what they were in 2019 and 2020. Doctors are suffering heart attacks out of the blue, dying in the middle of recreational swims and competitive triathlons. These people are at the peak of their physical condition, but they're just dropping dead. But that letter wasn't the first time that Dr. Mackus has fought a battle against the health authorities in Canada. When he's not researching suspicious post-vaccine deaths, Dr. Mackus is also a cancer doctor. He claims to have developed a new technology with an 80 to 90% success rate in treating prostate and breast cancer. That's breakthrough stuff. But because this technology is so cheap, he says the Canadian government got angry. He says that they framed him with a fake complaint about threatening someone at some conference, fined him $70,000, and said, "If you don't pay this in 1 month, you'll be declared mentally unfit and have your license revoked." Well, now Dr. Mackus says that Canada is planning to spend billions on a facility to use that same treatment. Except they won't do it cheaply, of course. No, instead he says the plan is to treat the elite rich for hundreds of thousands of dollars while leaving the average working class citizen, you and I, to die. Unbelievable. Dr. William Mackus joins us now. Doctor, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. So I want to start with these dead doctors in Canada. That number now well over 80. These are doctors in their 20s, 30s, and 40s. Is there any way to argue that it's anything other than these shots?
Honestly, I would say no. We put together a very, very large database of Canadian doctors who've died in the past 4 years because we really wanted to compare to previous years to see if 2021 and 2022 were any different compared to, let's say, 2019 or 2020. So I put together a team and we collected about 1,700 Canadian doctor deaths from all available sources. Now, interestingly, about 1,000 of those were collected from the Canadian Medical Association website, and we had to use the Wayback Machine to recover data that the Canadian Medical Association has been quietly deleting. We didn't realize this at the first, but the Canadian Medical Association has been deleting this data going back to 2019 and 2020. They have an in memoriam page where they keep a record of doctors who've died, and they've been deleting these entries quietly. And it really looks like so that Canadians can't go back and compare whether doctors are really dying at much higher rates now compared to previously. So we managed to recover this data. We recovered about 1,000 entries from there, and we recovered another 700 entries from other medical sources, universities, medical colleges, university alumni, medical associations. And so we have a very complete database of 1,700 doctors. And so that's where the number of 80 doctors dying suddenly or unexpectedly comes from. Now, there's another 60 who've died who had pre-existing conditions. They would have been suffering from cancer that was diagnosed before the pandemic. Before the rollout of the vaccines. Or they've had, depression or Parkinson's or Alzheimer's. So those weren't even counted in the 80. So that number, 80, could actually be higher. Because we don't know if mRNA vaccines contributed to any of the deaths in the group of 60 who had prior pre-existing conditions. The 80 doctors who've died suddenly or unexpectedly, they had no pre-existing medical conditions that we know of. They were actively practicing doctors. And as you know, we have very aggressive vaccine mandates in Canada. which means they all had to be fully vaccinated in order to be actively practicing doctors. They would have had to have, you know, two shots or three shots. And at this point, it's four shots. And it's the manner in which these doctors are dying that's shocking. It's doctors dying in their sleep. You know, these are doctors who are in their 40s, 50s, healthy doctors dying in their sleep. This is completely unprecedented. Or it's doctors who are dying while they're performing physical activity, whether they're running, whether they're swimming, hiking. We have two triathletes who have died, one of them while he was out for a fun run, 50 years old, another one, 27-year-old triathlete who died doing a triathlon in the swimming portion. So it's not just the number that's shocking and really, you know, very, very high, but it's also the manner in which these doctors are dying.
Yeah. And it couldn't be by any chance, Dr. Makis, that this guy just forgot how to swim, this 27-year-old, by any chance, which is how these people are going to try to explain it away. I mean, we've had Albert Benavides on this program talking about the vaccine adverse events reporting system that's monitored by the CDC, showing all of the deletions out of there as well. So it doesn't surprise me that these deletions are occurring in this Dr. Memoriam, in memoriam page. This is just absolutely unprecedented, the word that you used that I'll reuse, but not surprising. At what lengths will they go to try to cover this up, to continue this propagandist spillover of, you know, basically brainwashing to force this cognitive dissonance amongst the masses?
Well, I'll tell you, they're not just deleting all of this data from their own website. What they've done is they've basically partnered with a doctor in Ontario, Dr. Michelle Cohen, who has a relationship with the Toronto Star. Now, the Toronto Star is one of the largest newspapers in Ontario, Canada. And she has actually run hit pieces on Canadian doctors who've raised concerns about mRNA vaccines and mRNA vaccine side effects. Now, she has attacked me online. She said that these doctor deaths, that this is fake, that this is made up, that this is nonsense. And this is how they're attacking me and my team right now. The Canadian Medical Association.
So hold on a second. Hold on, Dr. Makis. She's allowed to say that this is fake and get away with it, while the families of these young doctors at the peak of their physical condition are now 6 feet under in a grave. But yet, at the same time, our society allows for Alex Jones to be sued for close to $1 billion over his comments surrounding Sandy Hook.
Well, and that's the thing, is she has a platform on Twitter.
That's where, dangerous. You know, that's dangerous disinformation.
And no one is silencing her. No one is stopping her from attacking doctors who are raising concerns, like myself and other Canadian doctors who are really raising concerns about just the mountain of evidence regarding mRNA vaccine side effects, injuries, and deaths that have been rolling in. So she's done hit pieces in the Toronto Star. She's attacked me directly on Twitter, and now the Canadian Medical Association has finally come out and said this is disinformation. There is no evidence that the vaccines are causing the deaths of Canadian doctors, and they thanked Dr. Michelle Cohen for being an activist in trying to suppress this information and discredit it. So it's really the behavior of the Canadian Medical Association has been appalling. Now, interestingly, they just co-hosted a conference in Orlando, Florida on international, it was the International Conference on Physician Health and Wellness. And during this conference, they talked about physician burnout, stress in healthcare, and so on. But the one thing that they did not talk about at all was young Canadian physicians dying suddenly or unexpectedly and why this is happening. So they're ignoring this. We know they're ignoring it. They're deleting data from their website. You know, they're partnering with people who are attacking anyone who will, you know, speak out about this. And, you know, this has been the behavior of healthcare authorities in Canada.
You're a cancer doctor. We've heard a lot about these super cancers popping up, people that were otherwise completely healthy. They go in regularly for blood tests and physical exams. There's never been any kind of abnormality discovered in their blood workups or their labs. But these super cancers are popping up, and from diagnosis to death is like 30 days. It's unbelievable. People who may have had cancer before, doctors are seeing an explosion in the progression of that cancer. Have you been seeing that in your practice?
Well, I've been actually retired for a couple of years now because I've been fighting a legal battle with the health authorities here in Canada in regards to my own cancer program that was shut down illegally. But I've certainly seen evidence of this in papers. I've seen this online, and I've been monitoring this. And in fact, in the list of Canadian doctors who've died suddenly or unexpectedly, there are at least five or six doctors who've developed very aggressive cancers, rapidly progressive. The cancers killed them in less than a year. They developed these cancers after taking at least two doses of COVID vaccine, or sometimes three doses. Shortly after they've taken their vaccine, they're diagnosed with a very rare, unusual cancer. One of these doctors was 27 years old, perfectly healthy. I actually spoke to his family and they've given me a lot of details and they're just absolutely shocked and heartbroken. He was perfectly healthy. Suddenly, you know, he takes his two doses of COVID vaccine, develops a very, very rare spinal cord tumor, very aggressive. The doctors couldn't even really figure out what it was. And it took his life in a matter of months. So there are doctors who are dying of very rare, very aggressive cancers. And really, as an oncologist, I don't have an explanation for this other than the one common factor that they've all taken their COVID vaccines.
Yeah.
And so it seems to be the likely cause.
Yeah. And they're not vaccines, Dr. Makis. Do you agree? I mean, how can we define these bioweapons as a vaccine at this point?
Well, unfortunately, the CDC changed the definition of vaccine.
Yeah, I don't care. The CDC is
I think
fake.
Not once, but several times.
Yeah,
but,
they're a corrupt criminal.
They're gene therapies, they're gene treatments. And you're right. I mean, they're absolutely not, the classical vaccines that, we've had in the past.
I'm going to ask you to opine on this, okay? Do you think that there is a diabolical, cynical, intentional plot here? I mean, are these not adverse reactions or side effects? Are they intended consequences?
Well, it looks that way. And I'll tell you what led me to this belief. The fact that they rolled out these vaccines in absolutely everybody, regardless of sort of the risk-benefit assessment. No one did a risk-benefit assessment. When COVID-19 first struck, we had, two groups of people who were at high risk. We had people who were more than 70 years old, who were in long-term care settings that seemed to be getting sick and hospitalized and dying at higher rates. And then we had younger people who had three or four comorbidities. These were the high-risk groups that, maybe should have been offered the vaccines, and that's it. The general population wasn't at risk for hospitalization of death from COVID-19. So the rollout was very suspicious that it was rolled out in everybody. And, what really struck me was that certainly the health authorities in Canada did not allow any medical exemptions at all to the vaccine. This is a really strong violation of medical ethics, where you're forcing an experimental treatment on people and you're not allowing them an option to opt out. And to me, this was really malicious or malevolent. And at that point, I realized, okay, there's something else going on here. This is not about health. This is much more sinister, and they were willing to violate, all established medical ethics to push these shots on absolutely everybody. And of course, now they're pushing it on kids, which to me is just unconscionable and unacceptable.
Yeah, it's demonic, is what it is. This has always been about depopulation. We're seeing the sterilization of men, women becoming infertile, young doctors, young people all over the place, 1,000 athletes. I mean, this is unprecedented. Dying or collapsing on the field of play. Historical average, 5 to 10, never more than 10. 1,000 in the last fiscal year. 80 to 90% success rate in treating prostate or breast cancer. You're involved with this lawsuit. I don't know how much you can talk about it because you're currently dealing with this right now. But when the Canadian government got angry, they framed you, so you say, with some fake complaint about threatening someone at some conference, fined you $70,000. And now they're taking your technology, your treatment, and they're building this huge facility where they're planning to spend billions of dollars so that they can treat people but not do it inexpensively as you had designed it. What is the real goal here? I mean, more sinister, more diabolical, more demonic intent?
Well, I'll tell you, when they first came after my cancer program, I didn't realize why they were doing it because, like as you said, we had a success rate in stage 4 cancer patients, neuroendocrine cancer patients. Now, this is the type of cancer that claimed the life of Steve Jobs. We had an 85 to 90% cure rate. We had a really, really successful program. I was getting patients from all across Canada, even from the States, people were trying to get into my program, my clinical trial. So it was an extremely successful cancer program, and they sabotaged it and destroyed it. And I didn't understand why at the time. Now, then I saw that Justin Trudeau had done a photo op, and he came and personally hand-delivered a $10 million check. He came to Vancouver, BC. He hand-delivered the check to the vice president of research at BC Cancer Agency, Dr. Francois Bernard, gave him this $10 million check to jumpstart the identical cancer program that they had just shut down, my program in Alberta. And then the Trudeau government committed another $300 million to this program to get it up and running. Now it's called the Institute for Advanced Medical Isotopes. They're building multi-city block complexes in and around Vancouver, BC, and they're trying to attach private clinics to this program so that they could benefit financially. Now, I spoke to the president, former president of the BC Cancer Agency, who was actually involved in getting political support for this program at the municipal level, provincial level, and of course, the federal level had already been secured. And he told me that all of these politicians and senior healthcare executives were personally invested. University of British Columbia invested $2 million, BC Cancer, $5 million. There was an $18 million anonymous donation that was given to BC Cancer to jumpstart this. This was the largest donation in BC Cancer history. So a lot of these healthcare executives and politicians were personally invested in this new technology. And really, to me, it seemed like it was driven by greed and the desire to personally profit from these cancer treatments. And they wanted a monopoly. They destroyed my cancer program so that they could have a monopoly in Vancouver, so that they could then fly in foreign nationals from China and India, these wealthy individuals. They could fly them into Vancouver. So it's a very easy flight. They could treat them from anywhere from $100,000 to $500,000 a piece. And as you know, prostate cancer is the most common cancer in men. Of course, breast cancer is the most common cancer in women. So the profit potential of this enterprise is in the billions of dollars. And they're all personally invested. So before COVID-19 and mRNA vaccines hit, and as we know now, the Trudeau government is heavily investing into mRNA vaccine production in Quebec and British Columbia. They want to build factories to pump out hundreds of millions of doses of mRNA vaccines. But before the COVID-19 pandemic hit, they were all personally invested in cutting-edge cancer treatments, which they wanted to call precision medicine, because these were very, very precise cancer treatments that were developed and to be delivered specifically to tumor cells and not affect surrounding healthy tissue. So they call this precision medicine, and they're all personally invested in this.
Of course they are. And just like your corrupt criminal corporate government crime syndicate that you have there in Canada, we are looking at the exact same thing here in the United States. We are looking at all of our so-called elected representatives. Politicians remain completely silent about the death and destruction and carnage that these shots are causing. The data is out there. It's easy for anybody to find. We have a uniparty, globalist, world government. The new world government is now big pharma. Big pharmaceuticals, neurotoxins for your kids, ADHD diagnoses just being handed out everywhere. Here, shove these pills down your throat for this or for that, while they try to explain it all away with propaganda. You're dying suddenly because you take too many cold showers. You're dying suddenly because you play too many video games. Athletes, kids, children in hockey programs and baseball programs and football programs across the country are dying suddenly. You need to sign this waiver. They're having all of these heart problems and everything else. Where is the government that's representative of the people? And might I remind you that we would be derelict in our duties as Americans per the Constitution to not tear down any government that is oppressive of our individual, inherent, inalienable, God-given rights and replace it with something that is representative of the people. Dr. Jane Ruby coming up next. Dr. Makis, thank you so much. More of the Stu Peters Show continues straight ahead.
For For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. Herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
HeavensHarvest.com. Get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. HeavensHarvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
It's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. HeavensHarvest.com.
This show has always been about saving lives. That means eating healthy and exercising, enjoying the supplements that this show advertises. Everything from CBD to ZStackProtocol.com. Taking the right vitamins, staying away from the big pharma regimens of neurotoxins for ADHD. Poisonous injections that we know are killing so many millions of people. But part of protecting your children and their future is making sure that you have your finances in order and that they are well protected against the great reset coming to that financial system. It's still this show's opinion that the banking system is going to go down. Yes, a reset to zero. That includes every electronically connected savings account, checking account, investment account, retirement account, 401ks, IRAs. Protect yourself with gold and silver, physical gold and silver. Call Gold Co. today, 855-706-GOLD, 855-706-GOLD. When you call Gold Co., you'll get up to $10,000 in free silver with your qualified account if you mention Stu Peters and the Stu Peters Show. So do that. Call 855-706-GOLD. Protect yourself, please, from this great financial reset that is inevitable. Again, 855-706-GOLD. Mention Stu Peters when you call 855-706-GOLD. Welcome back. So this needs your undivided attention. There's this incredibly important new paper that just came out, peer-reviewed. It's by a group of three academics from the United States and from Germany. The title is a bit of a mouthful. Endonuclease fingerprint indicates a synthetic origin of SARS-CoV-2. The paper is mostly technical, but fortunately it has a summary for the lay people right at the start. Here's some of it. Quote, to construct synthetic variants of natural coronaviruses in the lab, researchers often use a method called in vitro genome assembly. This method utilizes special enzymes called restriction enzymes to generate DNA building blocks that then can be stitched together in the correct order of the viral genome. To make a virus in the lab, researchers usually engineer the viral genome to add and remove stitching sites called restriction sites. The ways researchers modify these sites can serve as fingerprints of in vitro genome assembly. Listen to this. We found that SARS-CoV-2 has the restriction site fingerprint that is typical for synthetic viruses. Unquote. This is obviously hugely important. Look around. You can see it bubbling up. More and more papers stating what can still get you censored on Twitter. The virus came from a lab, and these shots can kill you. Dr. Jane Ruby says that this paper reveals something else, which traces directly back to Anthony Fauci. She joins us now to explain. Dr. Jane, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
This is a huge story, Stu. Big news that I'll be covering in detail on the Dr. Jane Ruby Show, of course, immediately after your show tonight. I had a discussion with Stanford Graham, and after a 22-month investigation led by Chair Jeffrey Sachs, who's the chair of the Lancet COVID-19 Commission, which is a task force investigating the origins of the COVID-19 organism, whatever it was, the committee came out to tell the world that it is almost certain that Ralph Baric, Fauci's gain-of-function czar, I call him, not only bioengineered a man-made toxic agent, but he also tried to cover the scientific fingerprints, and the proof is there that he tried to cover it behind. He's trying to hide the technique to create this in order to propagate the story that this jumped from an animal to a human in a Wuhan wet market. And the paper has just been out for 2 days in a preprint, which means it's already been peer reviewed. And as you said, you read the title, it tells you what it's about. The Lancet's 22-month investigation actually concluded that COVID-19 was not only laboratory generated, and that Barrick tried to hide it with a process he invented called seamless ligation methodology that, by the way, Stu, he's publicly boasted, quote, could perfectly conceal all evidence of human tampering in laboratory-created viruses. But he's not as clever as he thinks. I will go into detail on the show, how the crime has been unveiled and how this implicates the University of North Carolina that drank at Fauci's NIH teat. By the way, don't forget, universities take hundreds of millions of dollars from these grants, where researchers have to turn over about 75% of the grant to the university for what's called overhead costs. Fauci and Barrick, Stu, are the criminals that first should be marched in front of everyone, indicted, tried, and fried. This is an outrageous, you're gonna hear a lot about this. These guys, if they don't get indicted, it's over.
Endonuclease fingerprint indicates a synthetic origin of SARS-CoV-2. So when we said that this was an intentionally created, man-engineered genetic sequence that came from a computer, an AI biosynthetic parasite, as Karen Kingston has proven with patents, we weren't overstating any of that. And now this peer-reviewed paper supports all of the claims, the predictions, the reporting that this program has been doing for the last year and a half. I mean, without question, this is 100% vindication. Is that right?
100%. And it's 100% implication that this was intentional, that it was meant for nothing good, that it violated U.S. laws on gain of function, that both, you know, Fauci's implicated because he paid for it, that he moved our monies into it. And of course, Barrick and the University of North Carolina. Where the hell are all you people? Your university has been violating U.S. laws and international treaties galore in developing, allowing this monster to develop this. And then the guy is so arrogant, he tried to use, and by the way, Stu, the other egregious thing is he taught, there's proof that he taught some of the Wuhan scientists how to use his little technique to hide when you make something synthetically. The seamless ligation, he calls it the no-see-em approach. This guy is so arrogant, he's the number one face of the pain, suffering, and mass genocide next to his friend Anthony Fauci.
So let's talk about our so-called elected representatives at this point. Who are the firebrands mm-hmm. that we often hear about in the fake conservative press? We hear about people like Rand Paul. We hear about people like Jim Jordan. We hear about Ron Johnson, who has probably single-handedly done the most to actually bring this to the forefront. We've talked about Matt Gaetz, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Where are these people now? This should be the biggest story, period. There should not be one elected, heavy air quotes for our radio listening audience, not That's one right. elected, selected, installed, uniparty, globalist, elitist representative that is not opening their mouths right now and running this. I mean, I'm talking about a sprint, a dead sprint to the closest fake media camera that they can find to go in front of the entire world and say, look, this, quote, to construct a synthetic variant of a natural coronavirus in the lab, researchers often use a method called in vitro genome assembly. They assembled this, they put it together. This has never been a respiratory virus. This was a bioweapon, a biosynthetic parasite that was intentionally released on global humanity that instigated lockdowns, that caused suicide of an unprecedented amount of people. Small businesses owned by patriots and, you know, constitutional people, God-fearing Christians, were completely shut down and taken away from them. This rolled out this fear porn, which then pushed these shots onto everybody that is the same replication with different spike proteins that have a different spike protein patent that act differently than the natural so-called virus. They killed our loved ones in hospitals. They put them on poisonous remdesivir and ventilators, and they murdered them after separating them from our families. And we now know with absolute certainty, thanks to this peer-reviewed paper in a medical journal that is ready for preprint, that this was all intentional. And that Ralph Barrick and Tony Fauci and God knows who their handlers are above them that may never be named are responsible for all of it, and that the most heavily invested people into this are the people who stand right before the planet and tell everyone that only 500 million people should occupy Earth, and that means killing 7.5 billion of us, our children. Where are these elected representatives?
This is the smoking gun, Stu. This is it.
Every single operative in the fake press that is a mouthpiece for this so-called government. It's a fake government. It's a murderous globalist corporate government crime syndicate that is profiting billions of dollars. Just look at who's most heavily invested. As a matter of fact, if you follow me on Gab or Telegram or Getter or Truth Social, I just published today the list of all of the, quote, congressional Republicans, if you believe in that fake construct, that are funded by Bill Gates. And the list is long.
Wow.
Go there. Make sure that you check it out. Dr. Jane, we have no more government that's representative of the people. We have no more medical institutions. We have no more healthcare doctors who care about healthcare. These people are all being silenced. They're all being threatened. Where are the brave doctors with the testicular fortitude to come forward now after this peer-reviewed paper is out and say, this is a bioweapon? Where are they? Do you predict that they'll come out?
You know, Stu, I actually do. I don't think they're going to come out in huge numbers right now, but look at what this committee did, and Jeffrey Sachs, the chair of it, of The Lancet. We've seen evidence that The Lancet aspects of it have been bought and paid for in the past, but this committee's very brave. They put this all together. They took their time, and they're calling it. You know, they're calling it. They're basically saying it's man-made. And it was, and there's evidence of tampering with the procedure to make it look like it was not man-made. This could never, Stu, have happened in natural wildlife. It just doesn't happen. It doesn't happen that fast. So this was a lie from the beginning. And like you said, the tremendous loss. People need to stand up and stand up with investigators like this.
Man, I am pissed off.
Me too.
I tell you, I mean, because it does not feel sweet to be vindicated in this manner. This doesn't make me feel good that we've been saying that this is a chemically engineered, gain-of-function thing. God only knows what it is. I mean, we have patents to suggest that it's a biosynthetic parasite. We have all kinds of information now that proves that this was absolutely intentional. And all of the aforementioned, all of the things that I just mentioned, from the lockdowns to the masking to the bioweapon injections, the mandates, the boosters, people dying all over the place, dying suddenly. I mean, we have a one-hour documentary that's coming in November. I predict that more people will watch this documentary than watched or viewed the Titanic. But it could have gone on for an entire week. We could have had a documentary that lasts for 2 weeks. Instead, it'll only be limited to 1 hour. So I have a challenge. I have a challenge for every single elected representative, specifically those of you that call yourselves conservative Republicans or America First patriots. Where are you? My challenge is that now that you know, here's the peer-reviewed paper, here is the proof that this was absolutely whipped up by psychopaths and intentionally released to cause the murder and death and destruction that all of these protocols have now resulted in. I have a challenge to all of the Tucker Carlsons of the world. Where are you, these so-called fake conservative news outlets? How about Steve Bannon? Steve Bannon, you're a warrior for truth, right? Fighting to destroy the CCP, where all of this came from. Because Ralph Barrett and Tony Fauci taught the CCP how to concoct and release this bioweapon on the masses. So you want to take them down? Where are you on this proof that this gain-of-function bioweapon was concocted by man and released upon the world? Where are you? More of the Stu Peters Show in 60 seconds. Man, am I teed up. Vaccine police, Christopher Key, has been on the forefront of this battle from almost the very beginning. And now he wants me to give you his phone number, believe it or not. So write this down, put it on the screen. Here's his phone number, 205-936-9803. Again, Christopher Key's phone number, 205-936-9803. Why? Well, because Christopher Key says that he has treatment for vax injuries. He wants you to come in for free to his Florida office and get these treatments. If you want to know more about them, again, visit vaccine-police.com or call him. One more time, he wants to dox himself. That's fine with me. Here's his number, 205-936-9803, or go to vaccine-police.com. Everything that the world has told you is completely upside down, especially when it comes to your health. People avoid chocolate because they think they're going to get fat, or they're going to get acne or oily skin, or it's bad for your health. No. EarthEchoFoods.com. Go to EarthEchoFoods.com right now and enjoy rich, decadent, and creamy chocolate with all of the health benefits that are provided by originating with organic cocoa beans, naturally kissed by the sun. They add turmeric and MCT oil and sea salt and cracked pepper. It is perfect. It's good for your health. Actually reduces inflammation. Makes you feel the best that you've ever felt. Plus, it tastes unbelievably great. EarthEchoFoods.com right now. Go to EarthEchoFoods.com. So many hundreds of millions, probably, of Americans are using CBD. Because they're doing their research online and they're finding Parkinson's patients saying, wow, this stuff actually took away my symptoms. Believe that. Go look online for yourself. How about parents who have kids that have been diagnosed with ADHD? What kid doesn't have attention problems? But apparently these attention problems, according to online research that you can go find yourself, can be treated with CBD naturally from the earth. You know, as God intended us to treat ourselves. What about things like migraine headaches? Yeah, allergies, seasonal allergies, joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain, all these things can be treated with CBD. But where are you doing your CBD business? This is really important. You don't know where this stuff is coming from. You don't know what kind of crap or synthetic additives could be in the CBD that you're getting. I mean, we know that you understand how important CBD is, but it's equally, if not more important, that you get your CBD from somebody you can trust. How about a family-owned business where all of the hemp is sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota? I'm personal friends with directors over at curable.com. That's spelled K-U-R-I-B-L, K-U-R-I-B-L.com. And not only can you trust them and know where all of the ingredients and hemp is sourced from, but you also get 20% off site-wide on everything that they have when you use promo code STU. Go to curable.com, K-U-R-I-B-L.com, and use promo code STU. Think about all the people that you know in your life that are just sheep, asleep at the wheel. They have no idea what the hell is going on out here. You just want to shake them and wake them up. But then those of us who are awake are not getting the sleep that we need because of added stress and anxiety, low mood, sometimes depression. All of these things lead to sleepless nights. You toss and you turn, and then you wake up, and you just feel embattled with the stresses and anxieties of the day, well, you probably have a magnesium deficiency because 75% of Americans do. Do you know how important magnesium is to the overall function of your body? Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. And if you are awake to magnesium, just like with CBD, you need to know where it's coming from because a lot of these magnesium supplements are actually acting as laxatives, which is causing you to just crap everything out. You don't want to do that? No. Mag Breakthrough, Magnesium Breakthrough has this formula with the 7 most critical types of magnesium in the exact right amounts. Get the sleep that you deserve, combat stress and anxiety, combat low mood and sleepless nights, and quite frankly, prevent yourself from going to an early grave. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. It's time for today's Died Suddenly story of the day. For several weeks, we've been bringing you a new story every day of somebody who dropped dead shortly after taking a COVID shot. We'll keep doing it until the release of our Died Suddenly documentary in November. And really, maybe we'll keep going after that. For as long as it takes for the public to appreciate what has been done to them by our demonic elites. As always, we invite you to submit your story at diedsuddenly.info. Today's unfortunate victim is Nancy Oliver. According to her daughter-in-law, Nancy received the Pfizer shot in the afternoon. That night, she suffered a massive stroke. She was quickly declared brain dead and taken off life support the following day. This story comes to us from listener Heather Oliver, her daughter-in-law. Heather tells us that she believes her father was also killed by the COVID industrial complex, but in his case, he died from the lethal combination of remdesivir, sedation, and isolation that has killed so many people. Quote, my twin sons lost 2 grandparents in less than a year due to the COVID atrocities. Unbelievable. Make sure that you submit your story at diedsuddenly.info. That documentary coming in November.
And I never pass up an opportunity when I see a newborn baby. I stop and I drink it in. Because my heart aches to think that seeing a newborn baby may become one of the rarest things. And I want to be wrong. I hope I'm wrong. But so many people have taken this.
We'll be right back.
that incredibly important film coming in November. I just pray that billions of people around the world see that film for humanity's sake. Get notified the second that it drops. Go to the allnewstupeters.com right now and sign up for the Died Suddenly mailing list. It's right at the top of the page, the allnewstupeters.com. All of the Stu Peters goings-on is brought to you by Cortez Wealth Management. As we approach all of this criminal taxation, hyperinflation, and recession, get with a God-fearing independent fiduciary, Carlos Cortez. Book your personal appointment with him right now. Go to CortezWM.com or call him in the office, 813-448-3446. Until tomorrow at this time, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it, maybe be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Please, remember to fly low and avoid the radar. One day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save the radio!